Off Street Parking, BBC Somerset.
Meanwhile, we are going to go to Dulverton. We've been there every day this week so far, and today is no exception. And we are later in the week going to be finding out about Red Deer on Exmoor, as well as discovering the story behind the statue of a fictional character that's in the town. But today, we are having a chat with Peter Romaine, who is the trustee of the Dulverton Weir and Leet Conservation Trust. Now, I must confess, it's a word I'd never come across before until I knew we were coming here. What is a leet?
A leet is generally a West Country word for a mill stream, but there are leets in other parts of the country. It's the same thing.
And we're standing next to the weir,
yes,
which is the lovely sound of the gushing water. So the two presumably are connected.
The purpose of the weir is to divert water from the river into the leet. And the leet flows for almost half a mile right through the town. And although the last water mill ceased in 1972, which is quite recent, at one time it was driving 9 water wheels simultaneously. And we've traced the history back to before 1295. That's as far back as we've gone.
To drive 9 water wheels, that's a powerful bit of water, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. But it's very carefully calculated. And what the original builders did is they designed the leet to build up a head of water and then use that head where each water mill was. I mean, bearing in mind that we're talking about something that was certainly built in the 13th century or before, these guys knew exactly what they were doing. They'd done it before. It's technology that came with the Normans in the Norman Conquest, and it's what should really be described as the first industrial revolution. We talk about the industrial revolution in the 1700s, but actually that's the second one. Water power was the first one, and it changed the whole environment.
And Dulverton sitting on top of it is very important to the history of the place.
The construction of the weir and the leet and the water mills were the reason why Dulverton flourished. You know, to look at it now, you'd say, well, you know, it's a bit isolated, 14 miles from Tiverton, in the middle of nowhere. But in the 13th century, a lot of places were like that. The main reason why it's all here is because the river conditions were right for the construction of this. So it was because of the river and the shape of the landscape that it happened in the first place.
And the conservation, how hard is that in this day and age?
Well, what we're doing is we're trying to repair the weir and restore it. So the weir has a story in its own right. There were some temporary repairs done in 2014, and that's when we started to get involved. We saw some wooden stakes being removed from it, and they were dumped on the other side of the river. We retrieved them because we thought it was archaeology being disturbed, and we were a bit concerned that they might be turned into firewood. Once we had these wooden stakes, we didn't really know what we had in our hands, so we decided to get them tree ring dated. We found someone to do it. It cost us a bit of money. And while we were waiting for the results of that, because it was going to take 6 weeks, we then started researching how old it could be. And that's when we first realised that this actually goes back to the 13th century. We were very fortunate in that it aroused the interest of an archaeologist, Dr. Matt Edgeworth from Leicester University, who came down and visited us. He specialises in man-made water systems. And he examined the weir. He said it's definitely of medieval date, built in the Norman style, although he couldn't say conclusively that it was actually Norman. The issue for us now is that this is one of the last remaining weirs still functioning, built in that style. And the structure is absolutely ingenious. When they built it, they drilled holes in the riverbed, which is rock, and they hammered oak stakes into those holes. Those oak stakes were to prevent horizontal slippage with the force of the water. And on the downstream side of where the weir was to be, they cut a step in the rock. They then built a stone structure up from that step up to where the oak stakes were, with big flat facing stones on the front. The stones were very carefully laid, so they press against each other. But you could describe it really as being like a dry stone wall at 20 degrees to the horizontal. There's no cement in the structure at all. It's completely self-supporting. But what happens is that the pressure of the water on the face of the weir compresses the structure, and all the force is directed down to that step that they cut in the riverbed. So actually, the faster the river flows, the stronger the weir becomes.
Right, okay.
And that's why it survived for 700 or more years. And if we look at the weir now, there are new additions that have been made in the last 30 years. They've used cement to stick it together, and the river's just ripped that apart relentlessly. But the old stuff still survives.
So is the plan to bring back the old way to all of it?
What we want to do is reconstruct it the way it was originally built. It's about 150 metres long, and we're looking to raise the money from the Heritage Lottery Fund, and we're trying to find an engineer and a contractor who can understand this medieval technology and have confidence in it. But when it's done, it will be the only fully restored medieval weir of its type in the country. So it's not going to be Stonehenge, but it is going to have unique qualities.
Off Street Parking, BBC Somerset.
And wouldn't it be lovely for Somerset to be able to say, yeah, and we've got it here. Brilliant stuff. Really lovely catching up with Peter Romain, who is the trustee of the Dulverton Weir and Leet Conservation Trust. Fascinating stuff. I started off by saying that I didn't know what a leet was. Thank you to Claire Sheppey, who quickly emailed to say something. You did know what a leet was because you've seen one before. There is one that leads down to Dunster Water Mill, still functioning as its original purpose. You know, I did see that when we went to Dunster Water Mill. What I didn't know was that it was a leet, though, because no one said. Also, Claire goes on to say, some years ago, the people at Hestercombe restored the leet there. Purely ornamental, it runs down from the top of the gardens on the left-hand side of the valley as you look up the valley. Who knew? Who knew there was so much leet news to be had? Thank you, Claire. We are back in Dulverton again tomorrow. We are going to be finding out about either deer or a statue. I can't remember.